Julia Hayball, and the series was a Wise Buddha production for BBC Radio 3. Time now for World on 3 with Marianne Kennedy.
Well, there's a positively Celtic flavour to tonight's World on Three, and unashamedly so. We start out with the area of northern Spain, which is musically, if not actually, a Celtic cousin, Galicia, where the pipes, or gaita, are revered, and far more so, indeed, than back in my own home turf. That was an unusual trio of like-minded souls who've worked with many of the big names in Galician music, but it was their common outlook that brought Suso Vamonde, Pedro Lamas and José Luis Romero together on pipes, soprano sax and accordion. It's got something of the sound of the Catalan coblas as well, the orchestras of the early 20th century playing traditional dance music. But that comes from their new album, O Tambor de Prata, and it is inspired by music of that time, but music of a quartet from the early years of the 20th century who were considered very much ahead of their time in Galicia, Os Trintas de Estribes. Well, tonight I have some real classic archive material of some of the earliest known recordings of Gaelic song from that same era. They come, however, via a French label, and I also have a reissue at long last of one of the iconic recordings of traditional music rescued from American vaults from Silly Wizard. My guests also are a quartet making a welcome return to the UK as part of their 10th anniversary celebrations, Québec's Le Vent du Nord. They'll be with me in the studio later on with the chants and vielles of their festival back home and all the other ingredients that go to make up their unique sound. Next, though, is a song from a collection on airmail music of Kabylie music in Algeria. It's second in popularity, apparently, only to Rai. Songs in the tradition for celebrations like weddings and so on, and songs also about everyday life. This comes down on the celebration side. It's one as part of a henna ceremony.
Thank you. was known for.
I've really been enjoying the beautiful voice and imaginatively illustrative arrangements on Teresa Salgueira's new album O Mistério. She's probably best known, of course, as the lead singer of the Portuguese band Madre Deus, but she is and has been for the last 4 or 5 years singing solo. That was a song called I Walk Between Doors, and it comes from that new album, recorded in the inspiring setting of the convent of Arabida between the mountains and the ocean of the Lisbon coast. O Mistério is out on the 25th of this month, and Teresa will be performing in the UK this autumn. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy on World on Three, and I'm headed for the other end of Europe now, just about as far as is possible from the Atlantic coast of Portugal, to Finland and a young duo of five-string fiddle players, Emilia Lajunen and Suvi Oskala. The album pays tribute to several key tradition bearers in Finnish fiddle, and this Sipin Mazurka is adapted from the playing of Kusta Järvinen.
Thank you.
You know what?
As you could probably hear there, a windy day at the 1964 Newport Folk Festival when thousands of young townie dudes were discovering folk music for the first time through the mainstream success of the likes of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez. 1964, of course, the year before Dylan horrified the crowds with electric guitar. But what takes us back there is guitar, but of course the Farewell Blues from Doc Watson and a 20-year-old Clarence White before his time with the Byrds. And a true farewell just a couple of weeks ago to the bluegrass flat-picking guitar legend Arthur Lane Watson, to give him his full christened name. And there's another reminder of the music of a legend later on in tonight's programme. That particular track was recorded in a special guitar workshop at the festival, and it shows just how much of an influence Doc was to have on younger guitarists, even though he was complaining on that recording that the cold was affecting his fingers. Wasn't sounding like it there. Right now, though, it's time to introduce one of the icons of contemporary Quebecois music over in the UK, celebrating their 10th anniversary. They played host to us on World Roots last summer when we visited their Chantevielle Festival just outside Montreal. So it's time to return the favour and welcome Le Vent du Nord to the Maida Vale Studios.
Thank you.
So Le Vent du Nord playing live for us here in the Maida Vale studios for World on Three, and a proper hockey game going there, right down to the slap shot at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's because the Radio-Canada, which is kind of a French CBC in Canada, they decide to cut the French version of the Hockey Night. And we don't know why. In fact, we still don't know why, but it was very important for the people. And so Olivier, the fiddle player, decided to wrote that first reel, and we glued that with two other traditional reels. And it became La Suite, La Soirée du Hockey, in three periods.
Yeah, it's a very nice tune. And it's a way to protest the fact that, French people from Canada, even if we say Quebecois or what, we like to watch hockey. It's our national sport, and it's so important in Quebec. So
So that's something that crosses over both sides.
Yeah, but if you go in the east of Canada, the French can still have the French version. And so we are the only one who don't have our favorite game. But we, with Tromper le Temps, with our new CD, Le Vent du Nord, we put a step a little bit further in the social commitments. Maybe I can say that. On se commet, to talk about things who are important for us.
You guys come from the main part of French speaking from Quebec itself. Yes. And you do have, by dint of being, something like 7 million people, you have a much stronger foothold there. How important is it that you make connections with the Acadian communities and the more scattered places on the east and elsewhere?
If we talk about the real tradition, the real life, when we were young, we didn't have a clue about what happened outside Quebec. Maybe because we were kids. But we were talking more about Europe, about England and France and Spain than the rest of Canada. And it's sad, in fact, because when we start touring, we discover that country and we discover a nice place and, of course, a lot of nice people and a lot of French spoken. And we were very surprised when we arrived in a village like in Chétiquan, Cap Breton, and everybody speak French. So we were surprised. But we are very close to those people because of the language. We try to make links, but it's not that easy because it's far away from
home. It's a big distance.
The distance is very important. People have to understand that Quebec is almost four times, almost five times France in territory. So, and this is only Quebec. That's only a province, one of, the province of Canada.
Yeah.
So it's very far. And also the people from the east, people from Acadia, they also talk English. So they are very close to an English way of living because they talk English, but they are from French families. And many of us will have kids, and those kids will just talk English.
But in the same time, because we travel a lot, now we speak a better English. Eh?
Yeah, better.
We're
than
not
we were
too
talking,
bad.
Yeah.
So we can make those links, and we can understand more the others. So
You speak better English, and you speak a lot more.
Yeah,
sorry, we never stop. We you have to cut us.
So you're just coming to the end of this UK part of your birthday tour. It's a big year for you guys. 10 years. Time flies.
Yeah.
Does it feel like things have changed, or do you feel that you're just starting out?
I think we're getting better together. We know each other better, so we just want to dig further in the music. I think Tromper le Temps, we are very proud of that new CD, and for us it was we can continue in that way, we can go a little bit further. Maybe we, for example, that CD have a lot of compositions, more than usual. And the quartet we have is we know each other so well because we will celebrate our 1,000 concerts in July, I think. So 1,000 concerts.
1,000 concerts in 10 years is not
quite a lot.
Yeah. So we can continue with that formation, and we can continue to grow.
And it's also 10 years for the band, but it's also us 10 years older. And that makes also a perspective on, you know, what we did in the past. It gives us some good experience, and I think people are proud of what we do, and that brings us a lot of confidence to keep doing it and to keep searching for old new songs or try to experiment to write more music.
And this next song that you're going to play for us just now is probably a very good example of that, of old and new together, Toujours en main. Old words, new melody?
Yeah, exactly. Simon did that many times. For example, we have a very old book. He found a very old book with just the lyrics, but no melody, because the woman or the man who was singing that, they passed away or they forget it. So we can try to find the original version of the music, but sometimes it's very complicated. So Simon wrote the music for that.
I love the way you describe these lyrics as well, orphan lyrics. That's so sweet. Well, let's hear just now then, Toujours Amant.
Adieu mon cher amant fidèle, après t'avoir aimé longtemps.
Adieu mon cher amant fidèle, après t'avoir aimé longtemps.
Les plus heureux jours de l'enfance sont parfois nos premiers amours.
Les plus heureux jours de l'enfance sont parfois nos premiers amours.
Ne sais-tu pas que mon cœur palpite hier encore pas d'agrément. Il faut pourtant que l'on se quitte, je t'attendrai toujours amant.
Il faut pourtant que l'on se quitte, je t'attendrai toujours.
Si par nos voix et nos prières n'auront plus de charme à nos yeux.
Si par nos voix et nos prières n'auront plus de charme à nos yeux.
Malgré mes peines et mes misères, tu veux t'éloigner de mes yeux.
Malgré mes peines et mes misères, tu veux t'éloigner de mes yeux.
Tu m'enverras de tes nouvelles partout là-bas où je serai loin. Je te serai toujours fidèle, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Je te serai toujours. Je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Que ferais-je durant ton absence pour tromper la longueur du jour? Tes souvenirs d'amour.
Je n'aurai plus que l'espérance et que tes souvenirs d'amour.
Le soir en faisant ma prière sur plein de larmes car tristes. Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Je prierai Dieu pour toi mon cher, je t'attendrai toujours à main.
Thanks so much to Le Vent du Nord, and more for sure to come from them later on in tonight's World on 3. So sticking to folk with a bit of a twist for a bit, this next band are slightly out with my territory, but their new album had something that drew me in. The Moulettes boast amongst them a Mumford in their number, a recently returned Mumford indeed, Ted Duane, working with them once again for this new release, The Bear's Revenge. And this is leader Hannah Miller's half-remembered song.
Thank you.
Sense of space in that recording. The Moulettes and their album, Like Teresa Salgueiras, is out on the 25th of this month. But this week, though, the release is from Piranha, and it's a distillation of the ultimate in Balkan brass and beats. Boban Markovic and his son Marko, they're celebrating in typical fashion on this new Best Of collection, featuring the tracks that have taken them in the direction of other composers and musicians, to the cinema, and of course, to the dance floor, with the likes of Goran Bregovic, Emir Kusturica, and their club champion, DJ Robert Soko. And here is an appropriate track for this programme then, Mundo Čoček, World's Dance. We'll be right back. a new voice from Ethiopia there, bringing the concept of Ethio-jazz into the present day. Samuel Yerga has a remarkable story as a young man who desperately wanted to become a musician and fought family disapproval and a lack of musical education to gain entrance into a music academy just by tapping rhythms out on the top of a piano with a coin. The progress since has, as you can hear, been massive, and the latest proof is what you've just heard on his debut album on Real World, Guzo, which means journey, and it was made in the company of Count Dubula through the connections with Dub Colossus, and it was their horn section you heard in action there on the track My Head. Well, we'll be hearing more in a while from our guests tonight, Le Vent du Nord, currently rounding off their tour in the UK. And next up is another occasional visitor to these shores, but it's been a while. Her music has been honed in the musician-friendly arts of New Orleans and Portland, Oregon. Mishkin and her Ruby Warblers will be making a return to this side of the water in the autumn after a while away from touring and performing. And I, for one, am glad to be seeing her left-field songwriting take on life returning to the fray.
She bows her head down to her knee. So fleet she take a hold of me to dance a tango tightly. Is she chaos with a cutting hand? Threatening on the window, lets you dive 2 feet into the hair. Fitty my bar, fitty my bar, fitty me. Fitty my bar, fitty my bar, fitty me. Fill my plate with cream and butter, and I'm hungry all the time. Threw my ace into the gutter, took my place in line. All the bright birds spark. In my throat, once it's such a pity, but look at how she stumbles now.
Pity my bar, pity, pity my bar, pity me. Pity my bar, pity, pity my bar, pity me.
Pity she gestures out, my face is in
bar, pity, pity my bar, pity me.
She tossed them out on every window as if they were.
I've really missed that voice. Glad to see it back. A recording that was finished inside the Nest studio in the mountains in southern Oregon, built by Mishkin and friends using traditional earth wall techniques. And as I said, she's found the hankering for the road once again, and she'll be over here in the UK in the autumn with a pretty substantial tour. So we're going to return now to the Iberian Peninsula, but to Portugal this time for the next two tracks, a regular fado fix. First, from a remarkable singer, Dona Rosa. The story is as interesting as her singing is. Born into great poverty and discovered, pretty much, singing on the streets to the accompaniment of just herself on the triangle. This comes from her new album, Soluz, and Nesta Terra Portuguesa takes her back to that stripped-back sound.
Nesta terra portuguesa, meu amor, tu podes crer. Ouvirei com certeza a moda que o povo quer. Todos dançam sem parar, não têm dia de festa. Chinelas a dar, a dar, não há dança como esta. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par. Anda lá para terreiro, dança, vira, pois então tu vais ser o primeiro a louvar meu coração. O meu pai até me disse para contigo eu casar, mas eu não vou na tolice, solteirinha vou ficar. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. Sim, deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par. Ora, vira, vira comigo, apreceito. E assim deste jeito nós vamos bailar. Ora, vira, vira contigo a meu lado. Vira, virado, pois és o meu par.
Olhar que é brilhar da pensar nos mistérios da beleza. Há um véu no meu olhar que é brilhar da pensar nos mistérios da beleza. Espelho-me o que aconteceu, do que é teu e do que é meu, já não temos a certeza. Espelho-me o que aconteceu, do que é teu e do que é meu, já não temos a certeza. Este espelho, espelho feito de ouro velho, tem os traços de uma flor. Na moldura deste espelho, espelho feito de ouro velho, tem os traços de uma flor. Muitas vezes foi partido, prometido e proibido aos encantos do amor. Muitas vezes foi partido, prometido e proibido aos encantos do amor. Espelho meu, disse a verdade, da idade da saudade, à mulher envelhecida. Espelho meu, disse a verdade, da idade da saudade, à mulher envelhecida. Segue em frente na memória, mata a glória dessa história da princesa prometida. Segue em frente na memória, mata a glória dessa história da princesa prometida. Essa história da princesa prometida. Segue.
em frente na memória. Lá está a glória dessa história da princesa prometida.
Aldina Duarte and Princesa Prometida, one of several fadistas, male and female, on yet another Fado collection, on Universal this time. It's called Fado World Heritage. And before that was the wonderful Donna Rosa, fantastic antidote to so many of these super polished recordings of Fado around today. Well, it was through my old-time fiddling pal, Bruce Molsky, strangely enough, that I was alerted to this new release on the French archival specialist Frimo. It's a very significant collection of Scottish Gaelic song recordings from the first half of the last century, when the arrival of an HMV executive in Glasgow encountered the late Victorian and Edwardian resurgence of interest in the language and culture. This is the first real collection of recordings from those first 60 years or so from 1899, and supremely hissy though the recordings are, the content is priceless, with many personalities that have long been just names engraved on competition silverware and so forth brought back to life. I could play you so many of these amazing voices, and forgiving some major omissions of information and fact, including timeline, this is still an invaluable collection. So I'm going to be completely partisan and go for one of my personal great favourites, a Skyman with a voice that could rock the room, no PA required, the peerless Archie Grant.
A torch mochul richir nam bion snang glam san romion kurek larka gav shin shias strulian i pras masroin si shura kursa narchaniar si trial to von trio va mochria prucham chaum skund hil ku trau maior no arvana helenia nanyar tol shia sorom snanyol a fere yushut Savel mavian kahiala kusahio Andache saler nerech krian Smovian norva mio Anau mandauri pe mavian Vi faine lian ertoi Vi piarchache kotol tonier A ias kacher shon von Anau manies ker vital shias Kangur le pish genjo Savatin voch moere krian, kanjian kundor cerpo. Lakshin parantan narche, kach feres che folioin. Akui kachla isai hrijia Archia non chuba vroin Sars chura chira charantal Kochir nam bas na no Koelan varai chir mograi Farandor mi marajo.
Do a song that I wrote a couple of years ago, or a year or so ago, in honor of all the fabulous, well-meaning lunatics that we've had the fortune and misfortune to meet in the last few years. And it's also for all the folk who just like to generally have a good time. It's called The Ramblin' Rover. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. I've roamed through all the nations, ten delight in all creation, and I've tried a wee sensation where the company did prove kind. When parting was no pleasure, I've drunk another measure to the good friends that we treasure, for they always are in our mind. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's many that feign enjoyment from merciless employment. Their ambition was this deployment from the minute they left the school. And they save and scrape and ponder while the rest go out and squander, see the world and rove and wander, and they're happier as a rule. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. If you're bent with arthritis, your bowels have got colitis, you've gallopin' bollockitis, and you're thinking it's time you died. If you've been a man of action, or you're lying there in traction, you may gain some satisfaction thinking, Jesus, at least I tried. Oh, there's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world. There's sober men in plenty, and drunkards barely 20. There are men of over 90 that have never yet kissed a girl. But give me a ramblin' rover, Fay Orkney down to Dover. We will roam the country over, and together we'll face the world.
Thank you. Ciśniany chinie cin do chiol, stalom krniakom bo, chiolen la trochajnen kno, stalom krniakom bo, chiolen la trochajnen kno, stalom krniakom.
From the old to the new, three generations of Scottish music there. First, Erchie Grant in praise of an island other than his own, Skye, in Fagalvarai, Leaving Barra. And it was followed by the eagerly awaited re-release on CD of the classic 1983 live concert set from Cambridge, Massachusetts by trad legends Silly Wizard, Phil and Johnny Cunningham, Martin Haddon, Gordon Jones and Andy M. Stewart, who you heard singing there with his now standard Rambling Rover. Tapes recovered from the States, baked and run just the once more to gain the CD master. And finally, into the present day, Edinburgh lass Rachel Newton of The She from her debut solo album and a song of courting out of sight and be damned with other folks' opinions. And the unusual sound effects there, somewhat prosaic actually, they're prepared strings, strips of paper wound in and out of the guitar and clarsach. Well, that last Gaelic song was just a little closer than usual to the more upfront approach that the Quebecois seem to take in their songs when they're dealing with love. I'm sure our guest tonight will agree with that. Lavonne Dunor are with me here in Maida Vale for the second part of our session at the end of their 10th anniversary tour here in the UK.
Thank you.
That was Le Vent du Nord in slightly more laid-back form there, with Manteau d'Hiver playing for us in session here at Maida Vale. And I have with me Nicolas Bouleris, yeah, and Régent Brunet.
Yes.
I'll see you 2 weeks in Canada. And my,
you're very good.
How's my
good
Quebecois accent?
It's perfect. I'm surprised
I hold my nose and the French gets better. Now, that sounds like a very, you'd think it was a sort of French-Canadian name. Manteau d'Hiver, but it's not really, is it?
But in fact, yeah, it became. But at the beginning, we were playing that tune for maybe the first time.
Yeah,
we were touring in Denmark in a very small brewery called The Winter Coat. And we were there, and we just asked the people, you know, we have that tune, but we don't have a title. So let's do a survey. So who have an idea? So somebody said, just, hey, why you didn't just call that Winter Coat? And I said, oh, and we can translate it to Manteau d'Hiver, which it makes a link, because the beginning of the song, it's really like a winter, you know, the little wind, the snow, it going slowly, and so it goes well. It fits.
It's a good fit. Exactly. Now, you mentioned earlier on in the session, talking about this, not only working as a band, but the community around you, taking a pride in what it is you do. When we did visit to make the World Roots programme on Chant de Vielle, wonderful Hardy-Gurdy and Voices festival out there in Calixte-la-Vallée, you can hear it still online on the BBC website.
Yeah,
anytime, it's there forever. The thing that struck me, apart from the great music and the very fine beer, was this sense of community. Even in a festival like that, it was families, it was friends, it was, well, in fact, the festival grew out of a house party that got too big, really, didn't
exactly,
it?
Exactly. It really, and it kept that sense of community. And for us, it's very important, because we want people to feel like if they are in our own party, you know, the stages are small, a lot of room for kids to go to with the cerf-volant, you know, the
with the kites.
Yeah, exactly. So it makes something very open to everybody.
But I would like to add something to that. We were just in Orkney recently and playing there, and you know, outside of the stage with the other artists, it's fun to talk with them, and we were just talking about that, you know, how that music is so human, close to the people, having some good valor. It was funny that I had a few discussion in Orkney about that with some other artists. So it was a very great
folklore. Folklore, if you from the Latin language, it means directly, it's mean the science of the people. So it's really the thing we can share, we can learn, we can give to somebody else, and it turns and it goes through the years.
So you mentioned being up in Orkney, and you've been north to south. The Orkney Festival, of course, celebrated a big birthday themselves. Yeah. Happy 30th birthday to them. Fantastic place, fantastic people. Do you find, when you come over to the UK and maybe to Scotland and Ireland in particular, that you're seeing the threads that are completely woven into the Quebecois sound over there?
Those links are so strong. When we've been here for the first time, it's weird, because even if the language is not the same, we feel very, very close. Sometimes we are in France and we feel far away from those traditions and those people. And
even though some of the songs have come over, the French language songs have come over from there.
Yeah. And sometimes we are in UK and we feel very close. So it's weird, because we are a mix of those.
Yes.
This last song that you're going to sing us tonight in the session, this is actually one that comes from that back garden of Calixte-la-Vallée to some extent, doesn't it?
This is a strange thing, because I had a house in Calixte-la-Vallée, and just before I had that house, a friend had bought this house, and he found a book, and he kept the book, and he sold the house. And years after, we were in a dinner, and he bring me that book, and he said, you know, when I had that house, I found that book, and in the book, I have a lot of songs. I don't know if somebody wrote that, maybe in the 20s, I'm not sure. So let's dig and let's find what it is. If something is interesting, just record it with your band. So I discovered that song, and I said, it's a strange song. And I've been in France, Festival de Chant de Beauvel, and a woman there said, when I sing that song, She said, my mother was singing that song. Do you know where it's from? I said, no, I just found that song in a book. And she said, it's from a roman, a book from the 19th century. And Jean Richepin wrote the lyrics. And Charles Gounod, which is a very important composer, wrote the music for that. And so it's really a composition from the 19th century. And it came to Calix à la Vallée for any reason. And that lady wrote that in a book. And it came back. And we did a version with that, and we glued it with a composition, and it became something different. But it's amazing how much the songs can travel. And we never know where we can find a song, under your bed. So you never know.
Well, we're very, very glad that you and your music traveled over here for the tour, for your birthday, for the session. Thank you very much
invitation.
For being here, and bon anniversaire, I Thank suppose.
You. Merci. It's always a pleasure to come to see you over here.
Il y avait une fois un pauvre gars, et long, long, l'air, et long, long, long. Il y avait une fois un pauvre gars
qui aimait celle, qui aimait celle,
qui aimait celle qui ne l'aimait pas.
Qui aimait celle qui ne l'aimait pas.
Elle lui dit, apporte-moi de mer,
et long, long, l'air, et long, long, long.
Elle lui dit, apporte-moi de mer,
cœur de ta mère, cœur de ta mère,
le cœur de ta mère. Va chez sa mère et puis la tue,
et long, long, l'air, et long, long, long.
Va chez sa mère et puis la tue,
lui brille le cœur, lui brille le cœur,
lui brille le cœur, il s'en courut.
Le cœur, il s'en
fais mal mon enfant. Yam tam de ya de da li la lim de tam dam da li la. Yam tam de ya de da li la lim da la li de. Yam tam de ya de da li la lim de tam dam da li la. Yam tam de ya de da li la lim da la li de. Do di dam da la di yam da la di di do do. Di 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 dam di la lim da la.
Many thanks once again to Réjean, Olivier, Nicolas and Simon. Le Vent du Nord and their 10th anniversary album is called Trompez le Temps. You're listening to Marianne Kennedy and World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3. And ARC Music's eclectic and accessible approach to world music continues on one of their latest releases. It's a retrospective of Zimbabwe's best known music and dance ensemble, Black Umfolosi. They celebrate an anniversary too this year. It's their 30th and they have as much energy now as when school friends came up with the idea of the band named after the river at the heart of their ancestry.
Uthando
abantu bazavumelana uthando elizweni lemaphusheni ngikupha ngawe sthandwa elizweni loqobo mbona wena nje elizweni lemaphusheni ngikupha ngawe sthandwa
ngikupha ngawe
elizweni loqobo elizweni loqobo mbona wena nje uthando
uthando
uthando uthando
uthando
abantu bazavumelana uthando
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 awuye ni matoda
uthando abantu bazavumelana uthando elizweni lemaphushe
Tatu 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 tatu
Utando, love is great, love conquers all, love is blind. Black Umfolosi from their new Best Of compilation out on ARC, and they're touring this summer as part of their birthday celebrations. Now, Armenia brings to mind many things, the evocative sound of the duduk especially, perhaps, and Vardan Grigorian, as a member of the Armenian jazz ensemble Time Report, does take this very traditional instrument in many new directions. And yes, you can take from the band name all the connections you will. This, though, is from his solo album In the Shadow of the Song. And for this track, Vardan plays with the rhythms of the rumba in Rumblan.
Thank you.
What a powerful sound from a showcase of the Sufi praise of Senegal, captured at a concert in Paris in 2010. That was Inani Ouzou, part of a Mourid hymn based on the spiritual revelations of their Sheikh Amadou Bamba, describing Sufi mysticism and the prayers and litanies practiced by the Brotherhoods. And it kind of sets the mood for this next track, one of a first installment of recordings made in the California living room of the great sitar legend Ravi Shankar at age 91. Seven rags recorded over 4 days in the company of his regular musical partner Tanmoy Bose, and a result that just asks you to give yourself up to some majestic music in the hands of a master still in supreme form in his 10th decade. Thank you. absolutely mighty Rag Satyajit, performed by Ravi Shankar and Tanmoy Bose from the Living Room Sessions Volume 1 out on East Meets West Music, a further volume to come. Well, before we bow out tonight with one last Doc Watson farewell, I'll play a track from a young Scottish quartet who started out as just two, box player Angus Lyon and fiddler Rory Kimble. Charlie Gillett and I jousted over these two's first albums. I loved them, he didn't, and there we were happy to agree to disagree. The duo's imaginative and adventurous take on trad music through jazz, pop and rock took them in a more personal direction, I think, than other fellow trad adventurers in the Glasgow and Edinburgh scenes. And this is the current incarnation, a long time coming, but worth the wait. Here they are on the good ship Halton, raising a salute to a musical hero of theirs and mine.
Thank you.
The Halton Quartet doff their caps to Stevie Wonder from their debut album based on true events. Next week, Lopa Katari is back with Polish band Ruta on World on Three. You've been listening to me, Marianne Kennedy. Thanks to all in the studio tonight, to Levon Dunor and producer Felix Carey. I'm going to round off with a final salute to the late, great Doc Watson, truly a performer of whom you could use the word seminal, the whole world of Southern rural music in one man. This last song comes from Rounder's album distillation of the Watson family tradition, an illustration of the wellspring from which Doc's talent and repertoire and inspiration came.
My wife's grandfather, Reverend Thomas Robbins, was a good singer, and he taught old-time singing schools at the church. He'd have maybe 3 or 4 days along in the fall, usually after the crops were laid by before time to harvest, they'd have a what they call singing school, and he taught them the shape notes and the sound of the notes, you know, so that they could learn to sing the songs out of the old Christian harmony and the old hymn books that came along right after the Christian harmony type songs.
Oh, when shall I see Jesus and reign with him above? And from the flowing fountain drink everlasting love. When shall I be delivered from this vain world of sin, and with my blessed Jesus drink endless pleasures in? But now I am a soldier, my captain's gone before. He's given me my orders and bids me never give o'er. His promises are faithful, a righteous crown he'll give. And all his valiant soldiers eternally shall live. Through grace I am determined to conquer though I die. And then to Jesus on wings of love I'll fly. Farewell to sin and sorrow, I bid them both adieu. And oh, my friends, prove faithful on your way pursue. When you meet with trouble and trials on your way, then cast your cares on Jesus and don't forget to pray. Gird on the gospel armor of faith and hope and love. And when the comeback's ended, he'll carry you above.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, and Mahler first tonight. In February 1901, he conducted the Vienna Philharmonic in a morning concert of Bruckner's Fifth Symphony, that same day conducting an evening performance of Mozart's Magic Flute, a not unusual workload for Mahler. But on this occasion, he collapsed with an intestinal hemorrhage and had to convalesce. That summer, he visited his holiday home on the lakes and started his Fifth Symphony, which he completed the following summer, after having met, fallen in love with, and married Alma Schindler. Well, here is that Fifth Symphony now, the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck, and this is a performance they gave at the 2011 BBC Proms.
Thank you.